Thank you for calling KTM Underwriting Department. For private car, motorcycle, or commercial vehicle policies, press 1. For all fleet, private hire, and motor trade inquiries, please press 2. For specialist vehicle and 2 Infinity inquiries, please press 3. Otherwise, please hold while we connect you to our underwriters.
Good afternoon, James speaking. How can I help?
Hello, James. Is Kelly there, please?
One second. Who's calling, sorry?
It's John Carpound, Metropolitan Police Service.
Okay, yeah, one second, please. Okay, I'll just put you through. One second, please.
Thank you.
Hello, Kelly speaking.
Hello, Kelly. My name is Gareth. I'm manager at Charlton Car Pound, Metropolitan Police Service.
Hello there.
Hello. I'm dealing at the moment with a Mr. Simon Paul Cordell.
Yeah.
It's something about the tools in the back of his vehicle.
Correct, yeah.
Right. All I can do is I've looked at the seizure notice, which will be given to Paul at the time, and any property left is blank. So if there was tools in the back, normally that would be registered as tools in the rear of vehicles.
Right, okay, because we had a call from the police.
Yeah.
And he advised that there was tools in the vehicle.
Right, do you want to speak to him a moment?
Who, sorry?
To Paul, because I've got him in front of me.
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
One moment.
That's Kelly.
Hello?
Hello.
You all right, Kelly?
Yeah, okay, so what have they given you there?
They've not given me nothing, but he's explained to you on the phone that that there's no tools in the vehicle written on their CAD. And in any case, they would normally write that down, tools in the vehicle or so forth.
Right, okay. And has he given you a printout of this?
No, I've not got a printout. You might have to ask him yourself.
Right, okay, yeah, that's fine. If you just want to pass me back to him, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Hello, Kelly.
Hello. Right, okay, so if there was any kind of tools in the vehicle, it would be stated on there.
Well, yeah, what happens is, on the roadside, a police officer will issue a seizure notice.
Okay.
And then he'll say, do you want to take any property out of the vehicle? I normally take sat-navs, the money, wallets, or whatever.
So he could have taken the tools out of the vehicle?
Well, I don't know, because I wasn't there, so I'm not going to comment on that, to be perfectly frank with you.
Right, okay.
All I can do is comment on the paperwork that I see in front of me.
Right, okay.
And there was nothing left in the vehicle.
Right, at the time of when it came in, but obviously he's had the opportunity to take items out of that vehicle.
Yeah, but then it would have been mentioned that he had done that, and there's nothing there to any hand.
It would have also been mentioned
on the seizure notice, yeah.
Okay, is there any chance that you can forward me a copy of this, please?
No, we're not allowed to under the Police Act and God knows what else. All I can confirm is what I've seen on the seizure notice.
Okay, and can you confirm that in an email to me, please?
Right. What you do, if you...
I've already emailed yourselves and...
Right.
I've got a reply to say that you wouldn't have anything like that on record, so I just need you to pop me over an email to say that...
Right, if you go to Charlton Carp, if you did the Charlton documents...
Yeah.
Yeah. And I can reply from there. Because we got firewalls and God knows what else.
So you don't use the one, the VCSE one or whatever it's called?
No, if you go to Charlton, I'll give you the address. One moment. Charlton documents, all one word.
Yeah.
At met.
Yeah.
Dot police.
Mm-hmm. UK.
What I'm going to do, I'm just going to bring up a copy of the seizure notice. Just double check I've got everything right for you.
Okay. And are you a police officer or are you just...
No, I work at a compound. I'm a civilian.
Okay.
I'm just one of the little plebs.
No, I've just forwarded you over a copy of the email that of the reply that I got yesterday from the VRES Charlton at Met PNMPolice.co.uk.
Yeah. Well, what I'll do is I can only go on what we've got here, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to pull it up now, if you just bear with me. Right, let's just spin this thing, because it all come up upside down, different beaten ways.
Yeah.
Right, here, I'm looking at a copy of the...
And is that from a PC Davies?
Just bear with me. Well, at the end of the day, it's just a signature.
What's that, sorry?
Just a signature, not the thing.
Oh, right, okay.
But all I can see, property left in vehicle, there's nothing in there. Property removed by driver, that's blank as well. So obviously he didn't remove anything else, that would have been registered.
Yeah.
And he would have told the officer, no, I've got tools in there, be careful because they're part of the trade.
Yeah.
And then that would have been registered, they were in there, because then we take them out, put them into our property store so, for safekeeping.
Right, okay,
and then when
yeah.
they come to collect, then they get given back that.
Right, okay. That's fine. It's just when we got a call from the officer when he had Mr. Cordell roadside, he's advised us that he's carrying tools in his vehicle.
Well, I can't comment on that.
No, I know you can't.
I can go, it's on the information on that seizure notice, and there was nothing entered that the gentleman removed anything or
yeah.
there was anything left. That's all I can say.
Yeah, that's fine, no worries. So if you can just reply to my email there,
yeah.
and then that'll be great.
Okay, then.
All right, thanks for your help.
You're welcome.
Cheers,
bye-bye.
Bye.